We know Republicans aren't happy with the president's newly unveiled budget, but neither are some Virginia Democrats. In his budget, the president is embracing a new way to tie Social Security payments to the rate of inflation. It's called the chained CPI, but let's get past the Washington jargon. What it amounts to is less money in those Social Security checks for future generations of seniors. Virginia Democratic Congressman Bobby Scott doesn't like the idea.
Well, the chained CPI is a cut in Social Security.
Scott was one of just a handful of Democrats to oppose the deal to avert going over the so-called fiscal cliff at the beginning of the year. At the time, he argued against the bill because it only raised about $600 billion in taxes.
Why would you cut Social Security in order to pay for tax cuts? Why don't you leave the taxes where they are and don't have to mess with Social Security? That would be my preference.
Other Virginia Democrats are keeping mum until they see the Social Security proposal flushed out. Congressman Jerry Connolly says he might be able to accept it in exchange for tax increases from House Republicans.
I'm agnostic on the proposal until I see what context we're talking about. We're certainly not going to give something away for nothing.
Virginia Republican Scott Ridgel sums the budget up in four words.
More spending, more taxes.
Even so, Ridgel sees the president's proposed changes to entitlements as an olive branch.
Is it also true that he has incorporated some meaningful reductions that had not been present before? Yes, and I appreciate that.
Then there are the budget implications for Virginia's large military sector. The White House budget calls for a new round of base closures called BRAC. It also proposes having service members pay more for their health care while shrinking their expected pay increase. Ridgel calls the president's proposal for defense disturbing.
But the sharp reduction, and indeed it is one, is not wise and it's not merited based on the threats that our country faces.
Some Virginia Republicans say it's premature to have another independent commission look at military base closures, in part because the Commonwealth risks having a base closed if the proposal becomes law. But Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says he thinks others would be on the chopping block first.
We have bases in Europe that are there largely because of the Soviet Union. We haven't had a Soviet Union for a while. So, you know, you have to step back and look at your posture and making sure that we're preparing for tomorrow's defense challenges, not yesterday's, and a BRAC is one way to do that.
The budget is upsetting lawmakers in Northern Virginia for another reason. It calls for federal employees to contribute more to their pensions, even as some are already facing furloughs and pay freezes under sequestration. Virginia Democratic Congressman Jim Moran opposes the idea.
Because federal employees have wound up giving the most, and I think it's really because they can't fight back.
All told, there's plenty in the president's budget that's angering lawmakers in both parties. But it does move the budget debate a step further in Washington. Now it's a waiting game to see if the two parties can move towards a broad budget agreement by the time the debt ceiling needs to be raised this summer. I'm Matt Laszlo.